This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban continued to seize more major Afghan cities on Friday as they inch closer to Kabul and move to take full control of Afghanistan, with the United States and Britain deploying thousands of troops to evacuate their citizens from the capital. The evacuation orders came as the Taliban took control of Kandahar, the nation's second biggest city, leaving only Kabul and pockets of other territories in government hands. The Taliban also captured the capital of Logar province, just 50 kilometers or 30 miles from Kabul, with a local lawmaker saying the insurgents were in complete control of the city. The government has now effectively lost most of the country following an eight-day blitz into urban centers by the Taliban that has also stunned Kabul's American backers. The first wave of the offensive was launched in early May, after the United States and its allies all but withdrew their forces from Afghanistan, with U.S. President Joe Biden determined to end two decades of war by September 11th. Police in southwest Britain said Friday a 22-year-old man who shot and killed five people in Plymouth before turning the weapon on himself had a gun license, but they have so far ruled out any connection to terrorism or far-right groups. Police identified the shooter but revealed few other details on Friday. Witnesses reported that he used a pump-action shotgun in his rampage on Thursday night, though they wouldn't confirm what police would not confirm what type of weapon it was and whether that was the one he was licensed to use. Gun crimes are rare in Britain, where there are strict firearm control rules. The country's last mass shooting was more than a decade ago. Police say Thursday's killings, which left six dead, including the shooter, initially appears to be domestic in nature. This is VOA News.